Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a program that can only be described as the Everest of sports shows currently on 2SER. Yet another crazy week of sport has hit the headlines, and to help me dissect it over the next 30 minutes are two people who know a thing or two about getting your heart rate up. Sitting closest to me is a man who just jumped out of the octagon and kicked his way into the studio, and he's also quite late. It's Mick Radojkovic! Oh, you're going to do your own applause? You want me to give you one? Yeah, I'll give you one anyway.
That sounded better.
Hello, Joel. I made it.
You did make it. Thank you so much. And sitting a little further away from me is the woman who sold her shredder on eBay last week to a person going by the name Banksy69. It's Gabby Morris.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Nice tie-in of current affairs there, Joel.
That's
well
what
done.
I do, man. That's what I do.
But I don't think the Everest needs any more sponsorship. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mount Everest is what he was talking about.
Horses really struggle on that mountain, though, because, you know, they can't quite get up the steep cliff and stuff.
No, they can't get...
Coming down's fine.
Sail.
Ooh.
Get it?
No.
Sail.
Opera House.
I see, yeah. No, that's pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
Too clever for me, clearly. could they have done that? Could they have, like, maybe at Mount Everest we put, like... Sydney advertisement up on there.
Oh, the biggest billboard in the world.
Yeah. Not many people would see it.
Why don't they advertise Everest on the Mount Everest? Like, that would have made more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
This is going well.
We're thinkers, Gab.
Yes.
What about the other way? What about the other way around? What if we dress jockeys in shows that are coming up to the Opera House, like someone is wearing La Boheme or...
Oh,
could that work?
Yeah.
Or even...
I mean, that's really hitting the target market there, isn't it?
When
you go to the
so.
Horse races...
Absolutely.
It's exactly what they're going
How about Gay Waterhouse doing a show, Horses of the Choir?
Oh.
Does that work?
Is she singing?
Can she sing?
No. I'm going to say no.
Anyway. That's a question for another time.
You're a thinker. I really like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was actually, yeah.
Racing New South Wales could use someone like you, Joel.
They got my brother.
I think the Australian government could use someone like you, Joel.
How have your sporty spice weeks been?
Spicy.
Okay.
Ooh. Spicy.
I've got nothing, actually.
No frisbee or tip this week?
No, nothing. I've had a bit of a cold, so I've just been sitting back and sporting... A good attitude.
Okay. That's good. That's good. That's very good.
When all sporting is run out, you just sport a good attitude.
Sport a good attitude.
Yeah. Or call people sport. That's always nice too. Hey, sport.
Hey, sport. Hey, sport.
Or tiger. I like tiger too.
Oh,
when people
awful.
Call, hey, tiger. What's going on, tiger? Isn't that a good one?
Okay.
Sport? Tiger?
I don't know. I probably would classify that as like workplace harassment if you called me that. This weird man keeps calling me tiger.
What about cobber? You like cobber?
No.
It's very Australian, cobber.
Yeah, it is.
What about you, Mick? What's been happening sports-wise?
My week? Well, I've been keeping up with all sorts of sport that's going on at lunchtime in the my workplace. So we have a workplace where all the sports channels are just there to
throw
watch.
Out. Tell everyone where you work.
I work at SBS.
Mm-hmm.
Sex before soccer.
Okay.
So in the lunchroom, we have soccer pretty much just playing continuously. And every TV screen around the building is football is being played. That's where I get my fill of sport is every lunchtime I go in there and I watch ESPN, bit of football, bit of basketball, bit of baseball, whatever's happening. And then replays of the rugby league games from all year. So, yes, that's my research for the week for this show.
I love
show.
How I literally took the question as, like, have you been playing or doing any sport? Not as like, have you been interacting by watching Sporting World?
I'm that's his sport.
Actually, I did watch the highlights of the Matildas and the England game. Don't know where it was or why they were playing, but it was good.
We didn't win, though, did we?
No, we tied, but that's fine.
We actually play them again on Wednesday morning, if anyone's up at 4:30 a.m. and wants to watch England versus Matildas. Crazy. The old foe. Yeah. Okay. So you've been watching a lot of sport. What's been happening? Tell us about cricket.
Well, Australia's playing Pakistan and playing appallingly. Appallingly, Joel. It's no excuse that we don't have our best two batters in the world playing. But that is a pretty good excuse. No, we just suck. We can't bat. We let them get like 400 and something runs.
Yeah.
And we're just really struggling right now. But, big but, We're in UAE, I think it's been played.
Yeah, Dubai.
And very, very spin-friendly pitches. And, well, we're not very good at playing spin. When they've got three spin bowlers, they're throwing down at us as well. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, but it doesn't look good for the playing India this summer.
That's right. But the thing is, as you said, you know, Pakistan got 400-plus in the first innings.
Mm.
You can't really blame Steve Smith and Dave Warner for not being there. They didn't. You know what I mean?
True. It's more our batting that's being let down by not having good enough batters. When you got the Marshes there, not really doing a whole
heap. Yeah, a couple of ducks whole heap last night.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's really hard to be excited for a summer of cricket without two of our best players there and a team that's looking a bit shoddy right now.
So what happens now? Do we sort of crumble and say, Smith, Warner, come back?
You just change the channel.
Well, you changed the channel, yeah. What else is
on? Watched The Bachelorette.
Ratings are bad, actually. We should probably help them out there.
Are they?
Worst I've ever been.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. You know who I blame?
Ali.
I blame the honey badger. It's all his fault.
This is a full circle now because we can go back and talk to about rugby.
Right.
Okay.
And how interesting that sport is.
Do tell, Gab.
You know that he actually took a year off to play in Japan so he could make more money to look after his terminally ill father and his very sick two younger brothers and sisters.
I didn't know that.
What?
Exactly. This is why I love the honey badge.
Was this revealed?
As I call him, the Badgerler.
I think it'll take you the whole season to get that name.
Yeah. I only thought of it today. And I said it accidentally. I didn't even say it on purpose. And when I realized that I said it, I was like, that is genius. And I don't think anyone said it.
No, I've never seen it. Mind you, I've never seen the show or anything about the show. But
well, now he's being harassed by Channel 9 over in PNG.
Yeah, that's
trying
so
to escape.
Lame.
It's pathetic.
Poor guy. I feel sorry for him.
Is the show on Channel 9?
No. Not at all. But it's just jumping on the bandwagon.
Okay.
He comes up to him. Sorry to harass you, mate, but...
That's always a good way to start a sentence. What? That's how I met all my girlfriends. And
Does it work?
Not yet. I say girlfriends lightly.
But I don't know why we're talking about The Bachelor, but he basically...
We were going to talk about Union. Did you want to talk about Union?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
I have somehow on my Instagram feed... You know how like you have the like... The view, this, it's like a you press the other button, it gives you like an array of different videos and things, something to do with what you've been looking at or what you've been liking.
Yeah,
I have heaps of rugby union like highlight videos from all over the world. So I must have looked at one and then I just must unconsciously keep looking at them.
Yeah,
and I get really into them. I get really into the like rugby union highlight reels.
That's really weird. I didn't even know you could look at that on your Instagram.
Yeah, and I have other ones for like NBA, so like heaps of really good highlight basketball reels that I'm just like, what? How did I get here? And why Union? It's so random.
Mm.
But it's great because you just get the best bits. You don't have to watch hours and hours of...
No, this is the future gap though. Like watching sports on Instagram is probably something that's going to happen very soon.
Yeah.
People are just going to be watching games on there or highlights or whatever. You can already sort of do it because they have like live videos, you know, on Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. Yeah, that's the future of sport.
That was my only input to rugby.
Well, we can quickly talk about the Wallabies playing last weekend. They were down 31-7 at halftime. To Argentina and came back and won at halftime.
That's
and
this an epic game.
Yeah. So the Wallabies, as we know, are not great.
No.
They're really struggling. They have been for years, especially with the dominance of New Zealand and England and pretty much everyone over us. They just got this massive spray at halftime. The coach just had, you could see, they showed the inside the dressing room. The coach is yelling at the players. He's got the leaders of the leading groups like up there. He's grabbing them on the badge and like pointing at the badge and saying, play for your country and all this sort of stuff. And they came back and won. And a lot of people are saying like, this could be the rebirth of Australia. Like, we could come back now and actually have a good team.
Settle down.
I know. It's only Argentina. It's only Argentina. So
we came back and won.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come back and won. It was the biggest ever comeback for a Wallaby international game. Very impressive.
The only reason I really want to follow rugby and start thinking about it is because next year the World Cup's on in Japan. And I really want to go because the Japanese do things really cool. And they'd better do the Olympics in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But the Rugby World Cup's on next year. It's gonna be awesome to see those Japanese people like in the crowd, like cheering on the football. Ah,
So totally agree. Quickly back to cricket, I just wanted to mention the Southern Stars. They won 3-0 against New Zealand in the T20.
That's who we've got to be watching now, the Southern Stars.
Who are they?
They're the ladies' cricket team.
Should know
women's
that.
Cricket team, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. And they've been, I mean, I think they've been more dominant than the Australian team for a while.
Yeah, they are. They're very good. Yeah. If you saw any of the game, Meg Lanning took the most amazing screamer in the outfield. It was such a great catch. 67, I think Healy got, off about 40. And Elise Perry, as always, dominated with the ball.
Freak.
NRL, just quickly, did you see the PNG game? Anyone?
I didn't watch it.
PNG.
I think it's a really cool concept, playing up against up in PNG, but I didn't see the game. I don't even know who won.
Is that why the Honey Badger was there?
No, different PNG, different rugby league.
Yeah.
I mean, it all came from the same one.
So what happened is, this is what they call the PM's 13. So the Prime Minister of this country picks 13 players.
Who is it this week?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
ScoMo did?
Yeah. This happens all the time. They have like PMs. They have PMs 11 in cricket and stuff as well.
It's a very loose interpretation. The PM really doesn't pick anything. They just put his name on it or her name on it.
Who does actually pick?
Oh, selectors.
Yeah.
Back in the day, John Howard used to apparently influence like one or two picks and say, oh, I like this player. I want them to play.
Right.
But, you know, because Howard was a bit of a cricket tragic. Mm. But I don't think the rugby league team, well, ScoMo might just want to put in some Sharks because I think he goes
He's
for them.
He's obsessed with the Sharks.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all he says. Come on, Sharks. Run the country, mate. Do something good. Anyway, they played over there and in Port Moresby. Mm. And about halfway through the first half, I think, the crowd could see a light tower in the distance start to shake. And they thought it was an earthquake. So they all start to run out onto the field.
What?
All the fans. You just see them like running out. And the Australian players obviously are a little bit concerned of what's going on. So they sort of run off the field. The PNG players don't move. They stay there. They're loving it. And then they sort of realize, okay. And you can hear the guy coming over the announcer saying, oh, you know, can you all please go back to your seat? Everything's fine. Everything's fine. So people start going back. But as they're going back, the Australian players start coming back out. And they get their phones out, these PNG players, and they're taking selfies and stuff and they're giving high fives. It's fantastic. Because over there, it's possibly the national sport, I think.
Oh, they love it.
Massive. They love the NRL. So to be up against Australian, you know, kangaroo players, it would have been great for them. And I just love the fact that they probably thought they were going to die. So quick, get a photo with an Australian. I think that's amazing.
No, the PNG's been trying to get into the New South Wales Cup for years.
Yes.
And it's a really great idea. But the security situation in PNG is so bad that it would cost a lot of money to get people over there, have the security look after the whole way, and they haven't really stepped up yet. But I like the idea. I reckon that, I mean, they're great players, some really solid, tough players.
We won that game 34-18.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
The Aussie women's played as well, PM's 13, the Gillaroos. They beat PNG. I think it was in the dying seconds. They won 40-4. So
yeah,
a close one there. this weekend, actually, we play New Zealand.
Yes.
We play...
this is rugby league. Rugby league.
Still on rugby league.
But what, Adam, what's happening now?
Oh, so now the season's finished. But then they get the internationals. So they pick the best Australian players. And somehow Daly Cherry Evans becomes halfback because...
I don't know why Cherry Cherry's there.
We've got nothing, no one left.
Is Cherry Cherry playing halfback?
What? Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hang on, what other international teams are playing? So we've got Australia.
Australia going to play New Zealand this weekend. And then I think on the 18th, whatever day that is, I can't work it out.
Weekend after?
No, the 18th is like Tuesday
week.
Or Wednesday or
next
something.
Next Thursday.
England will play France. So, yeah.
There's only about five countries.
I was going to say, how many countries actually play rugby league?
Not many. America have a team, I think. So we have the Junior Kiwis versus Junior Kangaroos at 1:05 p.m. Then we have the Kiwi Ferns versus Gillaroos at 3:05.
Where are they playing? Where's that playing?
In New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Playing over...
I always think it's really funny how they have to give them really feminine names for the female sports teams. Like,
oh, Southern Stars. That's not really...
No, true. But like...
Bajillaroos.
Bajillaroos. It's going to come out the pitch. And here
the Australian... The
Matildas?
Matildas. New Zealand Ferns.
Yeah.
What about the gigantic Jurassic shot with some kind of dinosaur?
Dinosaur names for
the Australian pterodactyls.
Australian,
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Not
here comes
the Australian birth givers. It doesn't work.
No.
Come on, Australia, get your act into gear.
Like, it doesn't need to be so gendered.
No, it doesn't.
No, probably not.
Like what? Like why? And also like, doesn't, it's just, it's, yeah, it's annoying. That's it. That's all I have to say.
No, I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
Let's move on to tennis.
Oh, yes. Is that, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, okay. Mick just had a stroke.
Yes, no, I'm not.
Shanghai Masters is currently on.
Yes,
it is.
Things are coming into my head, like things that I remember, so but I'm just waiting to see what you say first.
Okay, good.
You're the host, you get the control of the show.
I should. Yes. I should.
What is a Shanghai Master?
Where do I begin? That's a different show, I think. No, it's a tennis match played overseas.
Tournament.
Currently. I say overseas because not.
I was thinking maybe it was like, do you ever watch that show Takeshi's Castle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, that should be a national, international sport.
Well, okay. We can get onto the subject of what's a sport and what's not later.
Yeah,
we
will, sorry.
But I like that you're thinking.
Sorry, Shanghai Masters is not the same. It is tennis.
It is tennis.
If they threw in like a few balls like while they're playing, you know, like you're swinging things that like rock between the net or something, that'd make it exciting, wouldn't it?
I would like that. Yeah. Or just like the ground opens up and there's, you've got to not
I'm
fall
not
into the
sure
water.
I'm not sure what country did it or what tennis, but it was a big competition where they were getting... It was really cute. Homeless dogs or sheltered dogs to be the ball.
Yes, I saw this.
The dog. Ball. Oh, the ball dog.
Ball dog.
Yeah.
Ball boy. Ball girl. But they were getting the dog. It's just one of the funniest things. This poor tennis player is like trying to get the ball out
it's
of the dog's
ball
mouth.
And a dog. Yeah. It's not going to end well.
It's not going to end well. It's such a cute, great idea, but
it wasn't easy. I just fear that the ball dog would end up becoming a ball when you go to hit the ball and the ball's coming, the dog's coming for the ball at the same time. It's like, whack. Like, whoa, dogs.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you want to mention anything about this? Because I know Nick Kyrgios.
Yes. Sucks.
Well, he got into quite a bit of drama.
Because he doesn't try, Joel. He's just not a trier.
No, and that's the thing. Did you see any of his game?
Not this one, though.
This one in particular where this guy just aced him and he didn't even move. He just stood there and just watched it go past. And the umpire said...
Didn't even attempt to hit it.
No, he said something along... The umpire said something along the lines of, that's borderline. Like, as in, that's borderline poor. You're not putting in any effort.
The umpire struck back.
There's a bit of context to this, Gabby, because previously Nick Kyrgios has been accused of throwing matches, basically just giving up. And you can't do it. It's not allowed for that reason also, but, you know, people want to
be a better
competition.
Actor.
Yeah.
So this is like this umpire's going borderline because he's got history and, you know.
So in the tennis world, if someone says borderline, we all know what that means?
Yeah. You have to sort of see it in context as well.
In this case, because he's not trying and he's got history, I think.
What did Nick say to that?
Well, Nick's sitting next to him. He's sort of sitting under him at this point and he's sort of saying back to him, you're saying I'm borderline poor, like I'm not putting in any effort because, you know, I will tell the office and you will just lose your job. You'll be finished. And he's like, no, I didn't say that. He said, no, I definitely didn't say that. I'm just saying this is borderline. It seems like you're not putting in much effort, you know, how about you trying a bit more and that sort of stuff. This isn't word for word. I had the video, but I've lost it.
Yeah. Oh, this is better. I'm enthralled.
Joel should just translate.
I feel like, though, like, imagine if some, like, a ref or an umpire or someone said that to you and you literally were trying your hardest or just, you just couldn't get, you know what I mean? Like, if he was like, I'm never going to get that ace, so, and he's
but he doesn't,
a bit
he
shitty
doesn't
about
even
it.
Try. He's sort of, he's almost like walking off as the ball's being hit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm done with this.
But why is he still playing tennis? Like, how does he still have a job?
Money? I don't know.
You know, if you've come, like, last in a tennis tournament, you still get, like, thousands of dollars.
I should get into tennis.
Yeah. Why are we doing radio?
Isn't that why your parents always push you into this?
Yeah,
like,
I did actually do tennis camp.
There you go, see?
Tennis camp?
Yeah.
Because your parents secretly wanted you to support them when they were old.
Yeah. Mm. Sorry, Mum and Dad. I'm just sitting here talking shit on a community radio station.
What is tennis camp?
I literally think it was during school holidays where they were like, we can't handle you anymore. Go here for 2 weeks.
So you actually go away?
Yeah.
And you camp in the bush?
No. No, you don't go away. Sorry, it's not overnight. You just go there every day.
No, it's like, it's like band camp.
But I did go to American. I did go to American summer camp for like 2 months every summer.
And how was that?
The best time of my life.
Yeah.
I so much fun. I highly recommend it.
Is it really, like all the American movies?
100%. Everything you've ever imagined.
Really?
Yeah. It's really good. Anyway.
Very good.
I could imagine, Gabby, were you like a leader or like in a scout camp? Were you always like the kid?
I never did scouts, no, but I definitely like...
Not scout, sorry.
I got into it, yeah.
Camp leader, camp, yeah.
Yeah. Loved it. So good.
Did you want to mention Bathurst as it's now finished?
Well, last week, what did I say?
I can't remember.
The best thing that could happen at Bathurst is for Lounsey to win his seventh Bathurst because it's his last year as a full-time driver. Guess what happened?
Peter Brock won.
Almost.
Ah.
Craig Lowndes won.
Oh.
He won the Peter Brock Trophy.
Oh.
But also he's the second most loved Holden driver in history after Peter Brock. Because Peter Brock, everyone associates Peter Brock with Holden. He is Holden. Craig Lowndes, even though Craig Lowndes went to Ford for a little while, came back to Holden and everyone loved him and he's won seven Bathursts and he's just a legend guy. So yeah, he won. It was freaking exciting. It was a great finish. I mean, actually he won by a mile, but it was really great to see him win, and his whole family was all crying, and we were all happy.
How fast do they go?
They do 161 laps, 1,000 kilometres. It was the fastest Bathurst ever on Sunday.
And didn't
answer the question. It took 6 hours and 7 minutes. Well, how fast? What, the speed?
Yeah.
Oh, they get up to 300 kilometres an hour.
What?
Yeah.
Are they by themselves in the car?
Yeah. But they have a person.
Now they're Uber drivers. They switch got someone with. In the
hang on, it's gonna pick someone up. I think pool.
I think I lied to you. I think it's like 220 kilometers an hour. But yeah. They switch with a co-driver, so they take turns because it goes to 6 hours. So you do a couple of hours, they do a couple of hours, you do another couple of hours.
Do they have a playlist? Do you reckon? A racing playlist.
Freezing down the highway.
You would think that you would need that.
Go, speed, go.
Anyway,
no, but I take that as a no.
I don't know.
They have to talk to their people, right?
Yeah, they've got pit crew. They're talking to the pit crew, you know. And one guy, like, literally was, like, getting delirious because he just, like, hadn't had enough, like, water and salt and stuff. And he was, like, he needed to stop. He was, like, he was going to pass out. And he was driving around, you know, 200
how many times can you stop?
Well, it's very important. The pit stops are crucial. If you have more pit stops than you need to, that's it. You can't win. You've got to win. You've got to have the perfect amount of pit stops in a very short time.
Mm. Do you have time to do a wee?
Well, not while you're driving. They don't.
No, but at the pit stop.
No. Unless you're getting out of the car and you're swapping for the co-driver.
Right.
But you wouldn't wee until you get out of the car. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do in their suits.
I mean, these are the things the most fascinating about.
Like, that's why they all spray themselves with champagne after, because they've got a wet patch. Yeah. No, just get rid of it, please.
Yeah.
Oh, classic.
There you go. We just found out.
Yeah.
But it didn't rain, did it? You were really excited for the rain and cars just speeding off and people dying.
It didn't rain, it didn't happen, did it? It was a few spots, but no, it was actually quite a fine day.
Do they still go ahead if it rains?
Oh, sure do. But they just spin off and crash and it's hectic. There's been some crazy races.
That sounds more interesting to me.
Oh, it is super interesting. But yeah. It's also dangerous and... The race isn't as good or close because they keep stopping and they can't go as fast and it's not as exciting.
Okay. Let's move on to what is a sport. We're talking about sports and car racing.
Which some people think car racing is not a sport. What?
How is car racing a sport?
Our hands are raised.
Because of the physicality and the skill you need to have to drive a car.
I can drive a car.
Fast.
I can do it fast.
Accurately.
Well, excuse me. Let me just get to the etymology of the word sport.
Okay.
So the word sport comes from an old French de sport, meaning leisure, with the oldest definition in English from around 1300 being anything humans find amusing or entertaining.
Boom, that's anything.
So that's from obviously a while back.
Before TV and before radio.
Before TV. So running away from magpies is a sport.
Okay, yes, yes.
But okay, so now we get that, right? And we could all classify... Chess is actually considered a sport, which is interesting.
Yeah.
The Olympics consider chess a sport.
Oh, they do.
I would say it's a game. But then what a waste of energy debating that.
Well, someone can play chess for sport.
Is debating a sport?
Not sure. So I went and kind of looked into like what makes an Olympic sport. And the first step in the process of becoming an Olympic sport is recognition as a sport from the International Olympic Committee, obviously. And so you have to go through all these steps and whatever, and it has to make sure that there's no doping, anti-doping, whatever.
This is getting very technical, guys.
Yeah, well, it is technical.
Is it?
Sport is technical. Okay, this is a question for you then.
Okay.
Mr. You two gentlemen that think you know it all, do you know which sport has been added to the 2020 Olympic Games? I have a list. You have to guess.
Oh, is it like a mini game?
Mm. It is. Basketball? No, sorry, wrong.
I think basketball's already there.
It's already there.
It's already
there. Sorry, I'll start again. Baseball and softball. Mm-hmm. That's one. Uh-huh. Karate. Mm-hmm. Karate.
Oh, very good.
Skateboarding.
Yes.
Sport climbing. Mm-hmm. And surfing.
Which
one? Sport has been added to the 2020 Olympic Games in Japan?
I think it's surfing.
Surfing?
Yeah, I think it's surfing or...
Or skateboarding.
Skateboarding, yeah, exactly.
Well, guys, what? It's actually all of them.
Hey! Oh, trick them. Question.
Baseball, yeah. Karate, skateboarding, sport climbing, surfing. I'm pretty sure, sport climbing is just actually watching politicians climb the corporate ladder.
Oh, wait, wait. So they're going to have like
yes, you wrote a joke.
I love it.
Sport climbing. So sport climbing. Like a wall, like a climb wall.
No, it's actually just it's two athletes climbing up a tree.
Are you serious?
She's just smashing the jokes today.
Yeah. I didn't even write that one. I just came up with it then. I don't know what sport climbing is. I didn't get that far. But
yeah, we are no closer to the answer of what we can define as a sport or not.
Well, I think we...
I mean, there's a very loose interpretation.
Well, I think the Olympics, like, you know, has a pretty big...
So many sports that aren't the Olympics. Like, look.
I know, but yeah. It's interesting to see that skateboarding... is considered an Olympic sport now.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
Like how are they going to do anti-doping for that?
Boom.
Look, sports is physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. There you go. That was off the top of my
head.
But
there has to be an element of competition.
Sporting sex.
First to finish.
I knew it would come back down to sex. Like, I just knew that would be there.
Is beating people up in a ring sport?
No.
I mean, it's been happening for a very, very long
time. Is violence sport?
No.
No, I hope not. I hope we don't ever get to the point where, like, the running man, you put people in a map and then people are hunting them down for sport. Because that's what happens in the future.
Yeah.
That's Hunger Games.
Yeah, yeah, and The Running Man. It's like an old Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Oh. Or Battle Royale.
You're showing your age. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I said Hunger Games. Yeah. You said that. Let's not go down the violent line.
But that's exactly what I see UFC as normalizing, is this sort of violence.
Mm, and 100%.
It starts there and then it gets worse and worse and worse as the generation.
And then you have, you know, famous rappers and celebrities and even more so endorsing UFC, backing these big fighters, and you're just like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, some people obviously like it. So
look, we can't.
There's nothing
them,
we can do about it.
But we don't talk about it.
Yeah. I've done the wrong research here for you, for this. What is sport? I actually found out what sport is as a verb. So like a word that conveys an action or an occurrence.
I'm sporting a lovely cravat today.
Exactly. So it's what you're wearing.
I quite like that verb. It's nice.
Sporting.
Yeah.
I'm sporting. But see, then I was thinking, like, what if that was this show? What if we did 30 minutes of describing what we're wearing? That could be a bit of...
Just me and the same
week.
Thing every week, though.
Okay, it's time for a bit of this. Hey. Possible real name of Banksy or UFC person.
Oh, here we go.
What was that? I missed it.
Do it again in your voice.
Possible. It's not me.
you got him.
Don't ruin the theater of this show. Something along the lines of a possible real name of Banksy or UFC person. I don't know. It's not in front of me.
Wow.
Are these real possible names of Banksy, or have you just made them up?
No. So these are people who... there was a whole thing about... We think these people here could actually be Banksy. It was like top 10 people who in the world could actually be Banksy. Because obviously we don't know who Banksy is. Mm. Guy or girl, we have no idea. So, yeah, I found a list of people because Banksy was in the news this week.
He was.
I mentioned a little
what
bit
a legend.
Earlier.
So good.
That was the best. You know that the thing they bought, though, is now probably worth 10 times more.
Yeah, well, it's got a...
So
it's got a...
He wouldn't be... If someone shredded the piece of art you just bought, your first reaction would go, oh, crap. And then second reaction would go, oh, crap. because that was only half shredded. Now it's like a new a piece perfect. Of art. It's a better piece of art.
Banksy's like, damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I lost the shredder. That cost me $20.
I think the battery died halfway through the shred.
That's, it did stop, didn't it?
That's but the problem.
Maybe.
I think it was still more of like a gimmick that just got him a bit more press anyway.
Quite possibly.
Like it was never not, it's never not going to be worth any money, whether it's shredded or not, you know?
Mm.
Yes. Because it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Now we've become an art show.
Who wants to go first?
Gabby. Mick can.
Oh, good. Mick. Mick, Mark Godbeer.
Mark,
real name.
Mark Godbeer.
Godbeer. Is Mark an artist from Bristol who criminologists at London's Queen Mary University used a technique called geographic profiling to analyse techniques between his art and Banksy's, or a retired English mixed martial artist born 22nd of November 1983 who competed in the light heavyweight and heavyweight divisions and was the BMMA heavyweight champion?
What's a BMMA?
Oh. No idea.
Godbeer.
Just trying to put him off.
Great name. I'm going to go for the USC dude.
Ooh, I have effects, don't I?
Yay!
Yeah, you're always great. You always get the first one right.
He it's always really gets annoying. It's so annoying.
Gab, BJ Penn. Okay.
Yep.
I'll give you some.
I think there's a clue in the name here.
Ooh. Is BJ the frontman for Massive Attack, who journalist Craig Williams believes shares a correlation between cities where his band performs and where murals by Banksy have turned up?
Murals?
Murals.
What did I say?
Murals.
Yeah, like the wedding. Yeah. Wedding. Sorry. Murals? Mm-hmm. It's a stupid word anyway.
It is.
Where art by Banksy have turned up. Or an American professional mixed martial artist and Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner born December 13, 1978.
Is it a mixed martial artist?
MMA.
Yeah, they just it's all the arts.
Sorry, what was his name again?
BJ Penn. JD.
So there's two clues here.
Mm.
Pen, as in like drawing pen.
Right.
And then pen, as in like a pig pen, like what they fight in. It's like a pen.
Yeah, you could use it.
It works, sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with a UFC, mixed martial artist.
You're going to go with mixed martial artist?
Yes.
Ooh. And you would be right.
Nice one.
Yeah, I would double check that. Yes, you are right. Mick, Ray Borg.
Ray.
Another fantastic name. Ray Borg.
Yes.
Is Ray a French artist who goes by the nickname Mr. Brainwash and who also starred in Banksy's doco Exit Through the Gift Shop? Or an American mixed martial artist who competes in the flyweight division of the Ultimate Fighting Championship and who was born August 4, 1993?
Ray Borg. I would say that he's a USC dude.
Yeah.
They're all just USC dudes.
Ah, Borg.
This last one, though.
Bring it home, Gab.
Mm. How do you know?
Is he tricky?
Already?
Is he tricking us?
No, oh. But, listen to the name.
They've all been...
Listen to the name.
As I've... Like, we know, the clue is in the name.
Here we go. Robin Banks. I just thought that's a great name, Robin Banks. I just realised that's such a good name.
If what you're a robber.
Fantastic name.
You're not going to get away with it if your name's Robin Banks.
What do you do for a living,
you, Robin? Sir, you've been accused of robbing banks.
Mr. Robin Banks, you've done Robin. It again.
What do you do, Robin Banks?
Yep.
How do you... What? Oh, my name. Yes, sorry. Robin Banks, okay. A man who gave a print signed by Banksy to a teenager on a train in Oxenholme after the young guy helped him pick up some paints that fell out of his bag. Or a New Zealand mixed martial artist currently competing in the lightweight division of the UFC who was born 13th of February 1990.
I love the detail, like the birthday and everything. I feel like this is a trick question. Banks, Banksy, Robin, Banks... But I'm going to go with martial artist.
Oh!
I just thought it was too obvious.
That was a double bluff.
Mm. Yeah. I actually just wanted to hear that sound anyway, so it's fine.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just going to drag my feet home.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have that just follow me wherever I go.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, tell them what they've won, Pete.
No, you do it.
Wow, Joel's telling Joel what to do now.
It's not me. That brings us to the end of the show. That's our third show, third week. It's been fun.
Three strikes and you're out, is that how it works?
Yeah, and we're done.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for everything.
I'm not sure what it'll be on next
week. Thanks for listening, Mum and Dad.
I hope my parents are listening.
I really am sad to say that I'll be not here for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No one else will care, but I'm sad. I'll miss you guys.
Oh, Jesus, two guys.
There's so many.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
I kind of want to have that on my phone and like just do it to random public when like something when they do something wrong or like really
when
awkward or embarrassing.
Steps in a puddle, just poof, yeah. And you go,
yeah.
Out of the best.
It was so good.
We could make it.
Or when they don't make the train and the doors just close.
Have you ever seen that Instagram of people who just missed out on
yeah,
the train?
Yeah. Oh my God, so good.
All right, great show, guys.
I love how like you couldn't take us away from the microphones if you try. All right.
Someone's trying to get into the studio. We're done. Right. You guys looked. Yay!
Oh. He's going to do it.
All right, that's the show. Thanks for listening, and we will be back next week just without Mick.
Okay.
Oh, you're actually still recording?
Yeah. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.